talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I also want to announce again, there's a great programming we're putting on this afternoon. The Diamond Kreutz Hour, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram, will be putting on a special production of a Juneteenth Day program. Juneteenth Day was the day that enslaved people in Texas were notified of their freedom. It's now a federal holiday. Joe Biden just signed that into law. And Earl Ingram is going to have some great guests and great commentary and all of that this afternoon as a guest host of Devil's Advocate and then his own show. Okay, we're back and we're going right to the lines. Dennis of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dennis?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dad. I'm a longtime listener, but this is the first time I got a chance to call in. We've been doing a good deal of traveling in Door County, but we're back, and I wanted to put this on my priority list. Firstly, you just thank you and express gratitude for the fact that there is now available to all of us a progressive voice. That means a great deal to us who are trying to advance progressive viewpoints, and it's a pleasure to have someone on the air who shares our values. But I was also calling for this reason, Matt, about the very crucial 2020 U.S. Senate races. As you may know, there are 8 swing states that are being identified as crucial, and we need Democrats to hang on to at least 4 of those and preferably gain 1 or 2 in order to have a larger majority. So I'm interested in your thoughts about that, Matt, or for that matter, others who are listening today who may have other thoughts, and after we finish chatting may call in with their own thoughts. But again, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Interested in your viewpoint.
Yeah, thanks very much, Des. Yeah, you know, you hit probably one of the key political events coming up in the next year and a half till the election. Here's what it is. Right now, we have a 50-50 split in the Senate. If you count Manchin as a Democratic vote, I count him as a half a Democratic vote. I mean, he'll vote to organize the Senate, so he'll vote for Chuck Schumer as majority leader. And he voted, by the way, to convict Donald Trump on 2 impeachments, on Ukraine and on the January 6th insurrection. So you can count on him for that, but you can't count on him for SB1, the sweeping voting act. And, you know, I have some questions about the infrastructure bill. If he's going to keep, it's one thing to nibble around the edges and demand a few changes. It's quite another to keep it up so that you sink it totally. I don't think he'll do that, but stand by. But anyway, we're 50-50, at least in organizing the Senate. And when there's a 50-50 vote in the Senate, the vice president casts the deciding vote. Kamala Harris will come in and be 51-50. Now, that is not graven in stone. There are going to be elections. A third of the Senate is up every 2 years. So a third of the senators, 33 or 34 senators will be up in 2022. And some of them, of course, are very solid. You know, states like New York, California, Illinois, that kind of thing, on the Democrats. And then for the Republicans, you'll have someplace like Alabama and solid the other way. But some of them surprise us. We just elected 2 Democratic senators in Georgia. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought even 1 Democratic senator, but we elected 2. So where are the pinch points coming up? And there are 2 pinch points for the next election. One is seats that we can flip, and the other one is seats that they're trying to flip of ours, okay? So the seats that look the most vulnerable for them are Ron Johnson right here in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson is really, you know, he says he's representing Wisconsin, but he really is not representing Wisconsin. He's the guy who said, for instance, that he wasn't afraid of the insurrectionists. They were just good guys who loved law enforcement. there are videos of them beating up law enforcement, punching them in the stomach, punching their face. Guy and law enforcement officer Michael Fanone on the ground begging for his life, said, "I have a wife and four kids," and they finally protected him. A cop with his eye gouged out, two beaten over the head with lead pipes. I mean, stabbed with a pole. And Ron Johnson said that. It's false. It's just flat out false. The second thing is he's attacked masks. He's attacked the vaccine. He's solidly Trump right down the line. And he said when he was the chair of the subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate, when they had the majority, he did not trust the FBI and the CIA. Somebody said, "Well, they hacked into our elections." Johnson said, "Well, no, I mean, Putin says he didn't. And I don't trust the CIA and the FBI." You cannot have a senator who says he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI and they report to him in his subcommittee. You can't have that. So he's vulnerable. Another one is vulnerable is the seat of Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. Pat Toomey is retiring. Pennsylvania is a state that can elect a Democrat. So there are several seats like that. On the other hand, some of the seats that are at risk, Raphael Warnock in Georgia, he's our guy. He just got elected, but it was to fill out a an incomplete term based on a resignation, and he runs again. Well, in the present environment, Georgia's passed voter suppression laws. If you hand a woman, a pregnant woman standing in line in the sun who is about to faint, a bottle of water, you've committed a felony, you'll go to prison. Okay, that's the kind of stuff they do. They've also taken away jurisdiction of the election management from the Secretary of State and local commissions, and in effect turned over to the partisan gerrymandered legislature, the Trump legislature. Some of that will be worked out in court, but the fact of the matter is that it may not be worked out, and it may not be worked out in time. So he's vulnerable. So you see, what we have to do, as Dennis in Milwaukee just said, we have to flip a certain number of seats to have a clear majority, and especially one where we're not depending on Manchin. But that also depends on our defending our own seats. Here in Wisconsin, we have a number of good candidates. I'm not taking a position on the race at this point. Number of good candidates. You know, you have, the first one to announce was Tom Nelson, out of Gamey County executive, a solid candidate. Next one is Alex Lazary, vice president of the Bucks, instrumental getting the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. Solid guy, solid guy. Then, you know, you go beyond that and you have Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer, very solid. Then Chris Larson, who is a state senator from Milwaukee, solid. And you have a couple of others, a woman who's a physician up in Wausau, and then an activist, and, you know, and it goes on. So this all gets sorted out in the August 2022 primary. But we have got to get behind whoever the nominee is. We're going back to the lines. Next one up, I'll do it in order. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for what you do, getting the truth out there. That's very important in these days we live in. You know, you have some serious issues. If you believe Trump won the election, he lost, and Republicans voted for Biden. It's just, you got to come to grips with that. We need to move on. Infrastructure in this country needs to be updated, or we're going to fall behind the rest of the world. Also, January 6th was an insurrection. People turned out to overthrow the Biden win. It's just, the last time it happened, it was a different country that tried to do it. 1812, the British. So the GOP needs to move on from these issues. We need to go forward in this country. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. So that's my thoughts on a Friday, Matt. If you want to disagree at any point.
No, Paul, thanks a lot. Free. And, you know, you're raising excellent points. And let me just highlight a couple of things I want to say about that. The Stop the Steal business is insidious, because what happens is, the average person doesn't follow the news, okay? And they're not going to know. But if all respectable-looking people, senators, a former president, say that there was fraud, they are going to believe it. And then if they repeatedly do it, and then they slyly will throw in things like, the fraud I'm talking about is that some state Supreme Courts, like Pennsylvania, changed the state law because of the pandemic to let people who voted absentee have their ballots counted if it came in even a little, you know, a couple of days after the election, because Louis DeJoy had destroyed 700 mail sorting machines. And that's what I mean by fraud. Well, the average, first of all, that isn't fraud. The U.S. Supreme Court reviewed that decision and said it was the right decision. Secondly, those people out there you're talking to, when you use the word fraud, they think something different. And so you are absolutely right. You're dead right. And the Republican Party, including donors, including respectable people in business and elsewhere, who continue to say, well, Biden's president, but we've got to look at security and all this. That is bad faith. That is undermining our election. Some people, and more than Liz Cheney, and more than Mitt Romney and Adam Kinzinger, have to get up and say, look, we didn't win the election. Okay, it's a fair election. There's nothing wrong with the election. Knock it off and let's move on. Knock it off and let's move on. That's what we've got to do, and we've got to keep hitting away at it. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. We're going to a quick break, and I will get right back to the lines right after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.